Rockwood, a new jam fundraiser is spreading across the community, all thanks to two sisters. Jam for Jammies is raising money to buy new pajamas for kids in need by selling jars of homemade jam. The new pajamas will be donated to Guelph Women in Crisis. 4-year-old Charlie and 2-year-old Etta started the initiative with the help of their mom and grandma in November. The mom, Mary Meads, said they have raised up to $1,000 since starting Jam for Jammies. "It was a small idea that exploded overnight," said Mary, adding they have received 190 orders. "We've had to enlist other people to help make jam with us because there's so much interest." Talking with Charlie one day about privilege and giving back, Mary explains the family was inspired to start Jam for Jammies as a way to help others. So far, they have bought 31 pairs of pajamas. "We love our jammies and they want to make sure everyone else has nice jammies too," said Mary. Mary adds her mother was involved in a lot of charitable efforts and she is trying to pass that tradition on to her children. "I feel like we're getting a lot of interest, which is great, so we may be able to donate to more than one place, because we are going to have so many," said Mary. The jam for Jam for Jammies is made by Mary and her mother. Starting with peach jam, the fundraiser now offers flavors including strawberry, blueberry, mixed berry, cherry raspberry and cranberry rhubarb. "I'm not the best jam maker, my mom is," Mary said about her mother. "It's delicious and it's great, but my mom has it down to a science." When it comes to Jam for Jammies, Charlie and Etta help with various jobs, including cleaning the jam jars, putting jam in bags, dropping off orders, posing for photos on the Instagram page or writing thank you cards. Sometimes, their baby sister Louise will help with the ribbon. The thank you cards are Charlie's main job, and she will start working on them right away after school. "I write thank you, my name, Etta's name and then mommy's name," said Charlie about what she writes in the cards. "It makes me happy." Their dad Dan said Wellington County is extremely community-oriented, which is why this initiative has been successful. Besides buying jam, people have also contributed cash donations or money to help buy jars. "We have found people are giving extra," said Dan, adding a lot of friends, or friends of friends, are supporting Jams for Jammies. "I think people are really innately giving and when given an opportunity to do so, they easily do it," adds Mary. With limited quantities left, the Meads family plans to continue accepting orders for jam until December 10. To place an order, email jamforjammies@gmail.com.